Hello.
Good morning. This is Shanaria speaking.
Yes.
Hi, Shanaria. This is Valeria calling you back. I was telling you that I would help you to set up the app in your cell phone to clock in and clock out and make sure that everything is going well. So could you please confirm, did you start it yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have...
I sent over two timesheets. Do you have them?
Let me check. Okay, you send the one for today, but today...
No, I sent the one for the 26th and today.
26th and today, but it's 11 a.m. and you sent me the timesheet already until 4
p.m. I know, but I'm going to be here till 4, and I just want to make sure that, you know, y'all got the clock in. I can't clock in at all.
No, yeah, but you will do it, okay? Do you have iPhone or Android?
I have an Android.
Andrew, okay, can I send you the information by text message to this number?
Hold one session, please.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Can I send you the information by text message to this number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me... Android. Are you familiar with the HHA Exchange app?
Yes. Mhm.
Okay. Do you remember your credentials?
It's already on there.
Is it what?
I already have the HHA.
Okay, you already have it. In this case, can you log in, please?
Huh?
Can you log in into the app and give me the mobile ID number?
It asked me to select which agency. I don't have the agency yet. Hold on.
Okay. If you have
it asked me to select an agency. I don't have an agency. I have the app, but it's on another agency.
That means that you have an account already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can log in. Can you please log in with your credentials as you did it in the past?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, let me know when you're in. Okay.
I'm in.
Oh, you're in. Please look, try to look in the upper right-hand corner for your name.
Mm-hmm.
Under your name should be the mobile ID. It's a 7-digit code. You see it?
448-9672.
Okay, just give me 1 second. So I can activate you and link you in family first. Area. Okay, now I will add the agency and the patient's name in your calendar. Give me 1 second. Are you familiar of the patient or different?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And this one, just
okay. Cheryl. Okay. Okay, you are already linked. You can check and log out and log back in and check that you will see our agency and the patient's names on it.
Why does it say 5 a.m. to 11 a.m.?
Correct. That's your schedule, right?
No, my schedule is from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
5 to 4?
5 a.m. to 4 p.m., yes.
Let me see something. 42 hours, 5 to 4, that's 11 hours. But the patient have 42 hours.
Yeah, so that's not, so that's more than 42?
Yeah, that's 55 hours.
Oh, okay. Well then
I see that Dina, let me check. Dina put your schedule daily Monday through Sunday from 5 to 11. That's 42.
No, we don't want it daily. That's not what we want.
So what would be the schedule so I can update it?
Was it 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. daily?
5 to 11 daily is 6 hours.
Okay, you want
to do it Monday to Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how many hours you can do. Mm-hmm. 42. What I'm doing? Okay, no, I did it wrong, sorry. 42. You can do 9 hours for day and 6 hours on Friday.
Okay, that's fine. Mm.
So let me see how many hours.
Just do it like that. And that way I'm still getting all the days on my pay, on my time, on my pay schedule, right?
6 hours Friday. Sorry?
That way I'm getting marked for all my hours on the same week, right?
We pay a week over.
What that mean?
Every Friday. That means that this week, Thursday and Friday, and if you work tomorrow, we'll be paying next Friday. And so.
Okay, that's fine. All right, let's do it that way.
Okay, so, but let me see. In order to you complete the hours that you have for this week, are you able to work Saturday and Sunday from 5 to 11 and starting Monday, the 2nd, you will be, it's 9 hours. From what time to what time you want to work?
From 7 to 3.
7 to 3, let me see how many hours. That's 8 hours.
Okay, so 8.
So, let me 1, 2, 3, 4. Because if you work from Monday to Thursday, from 7 to 3, that's 8 hours. So you can do 10 hours on Friday also. Or you want to do 9 hours on Monday through Thursday and 6 hours Friday.
Okay, that's fine. We'll do it that way. I just want to make sure I'm getting
the 9 hours
my
Monday to Thursday?
Yeah, that's fine.
So it's 7 to... 2, 4. Let me write it down here. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. So Friday, 6 hours will be 7 to 1. Okay.
You say Friday that would be 7 to 1.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
7 a.m. to 1 p.m. I will update it now. It will take a couple time to update it in the app. Okay, so please keep in mind that this week is 5 to 11 until Sunday, and starting Monday will be 7 to 4, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Miss, keep in mind that any question you may have, feel free to call me or text me. I'm available from Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. Keep in mind that services must start from client address. We can check the GPS to check if you have any issue or you're far away from the patient, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, Jamila, do you have any questions?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I hope you have a good weekend.
You too.